Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you and not what somebody told you to do. And that's when all bets are off.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own.
Keep winning.
My guest is Pinky Cole. She's a Jamaican-American entrepreneur and founder of Slutty Vegan, a plant-based burger restaurant chain based in Atlanta, Georgia. She first became vegan in 2014 and opened her first Slutty Vegan food truck specializing in vegan burgers in September of 2018. I interviewed her in August of 2020 when she was just starting to blow up and become that national brand. Now she has opened restaurants and created the Pinky Cole Foundation, which seeks to empower generations of color to win in life, financially, and the pursuit of their entrepreneurial goals. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, the one and only Pinky Cole.
I love that intro. That was a good one.
Well, you know, I better be right. You all over the good place. Some people could be all over the place, but you all over the good place, Pinky. Tell me what's going on, young lady.
Oh my goodness. I got so much good stuff going on. First of all, it's so good to make your acquaintance again and just to be here.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
That means that I've been consistent because I'm back here. I got so much great things going on. You know, if you have been living under a rock, I graced the cover of Essence magazine.
Oh, stop me. I should have started with that. Come on now. Rashawn, slap yourself. Now, I saw you on the cover of, I'm a little bit older than you, okay? Now, we talk Pinky Cole, she was on the cover of Essence, y'all. Now, that is something you start an interview with now. Because I grew up in the Jet magazine in the Ebony era. You know, when you was on the cover of Ebony and Jet, you know, and I like to believe that Essence is that magazine level that I grew up, the Jet magazine and the Ebony magazine. And so when you got on the cover of Ebony and Jet, family, friend, enemy, girlfriend, hood, everybody wanted to be next to you. Now,
yes.
tell me how it came about and tell me the experience and what did it do to your brand, Pinky Cole, being on the cover of Essence magazine, the number one African-American female magazine in the world.
So, Rashawn, I manifested it. Like, I always said, I'm going to be on the cover of Essence. People thought I was crazy. Like, how are you going to do that? You ain't no celebrity. I said, I am going to be on the cover.
Uh-huh.
And I knew it in my spirit because I kept saying it. And, you know, oftentimes when you say those things become real.
Absolutely.
So every opportunity that I got, when I got around the Essence folks, I talked about it. I got on their nerves about it. Hey, I'm going to be on Essence. When is my date? So right. I finally got the opportunity to talk to the CEO, Richie Lou Dennis, and I told him the idea that I wanted to do. I said, listen, I said, y'all always have celebrities on the cover. Now is the time to put entrepreneurs on the cover who are disrupting the industries that they're in, so you can show a different light of people who are making it and moving and shaking. Love the idea. Didn't happen when I wanted it to happen, but it happened exactly when it was supposed to. And I'm so excited about that opportunity because Essence really shifted my brand to a new level, mm-hmm. right? Like it exposed me to people who have never heard of Slutty Vegan before. And even if you didn't want to know about Slutty Vegan, you learned about Pinky Cole.
Yes.
You learned about some entrepreneurs in Atlanta that are moving and shaking that are the millionaires next door. Yes. And it really raised the stock up. You know what they say, yesterday's price is not today's price. So it raised the stock. And I'm just so happy at all of the opportunities and doors that have been opened because of Essence. And you know, that was a life-changing opportunity, and I'm just so grateful to be able to have been a part of that.
Well, first of all, it was life-changing, but it also was a fan, because I'm a fan, and you have a lot of fans. And so, because, you know, you are like I said, you know, you're kind of like regular, you regular folks. And when regular yeah. folks become successful, as dreamers, we see it as being possible. And I think that has always been your guide. That has always been the plan, to let regular people, everyday people know that through hard work, faith, and proper planning, you can win too. Talk about that.
Listen, I've always been a dreamer and I've always been a believer. When people see me, they see hope. And just like you said, they see the possibility that all things can happen if you really have confidence in yourself and you really have that level of drive. And that drive, you can't pay for that. Right. Like that's born in you, within you. Like you develop that with experience and with time. So when people see me, I'm not just doing this for myself.
Right.
I'm doing this for my family. I'm doing this for the people who want to be entrepreneurs like me, who want to have restaurants like me. And I'm showing you that, yes, nothing is impossible. You can literally be the girl from around the way. I'm from East Baltimore, got locks in my head. I don't look like the typical person that you see on national TV. But guess what? I'm shifting the atmosphere and showing you that you can look like, be like, talk like, whatever you want to be like, and you can still make it as long as you have comfort and knowing that you can do all the things that you put your mind to. And that's just how I am. Look, I woke up, I got on a t-shirt and some sweatpants, and I'm doing an interview with you. Mm-hmm. And I got big interviews all day, and I'm showing people that you ain't got to fit the status quo.
Right.
You can do everything that you want to do as long as you be yourself, your true authentic self. And being your true authentic self will get you a long way.
Well, this is a great year. 2022 has been a great year. Like I said, it's been clearly 2 years. Okay, you cover of Essence. You know, you did the graduation speech at Clark Atlanta University. Talk mm-hmm. about the whole process of gifting those LLCs so people from an entrepreneur understand exactly what you did, because, you know, you just on the outside, you really don't know. But it's like putting young people in a position to understand how to be business owners.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, first of all, doing Clark Atlanta University's commencement was a dream come true. So many dream coming trues this year. Right.
Right.
I went to Clark Atlanta University. I graduated 13 years ago. And when I got the opportunity to be the commencement speaker, I'm like, I have to do something that's going to resonate.
Okay. See, I got to stop you sometimes because you just blow past, like we blew past that Essence cover. What is the backstory? See, I got to get backstory on you because you got so much going on. Your backstory is as great as the actual accomplishment. Talk about the backstory of them calling you and then you really realize it's happening, because that's the ultimate. To graduate from a school and then come back and do the commencement speech, they give you that PhD, they give you those honors and all that good stuff.
You know, it's interesting because I actually was invited to do Morse Brown's commencement as well.
Okay.
So I was slated to do Morse Brown and Clark Atlanta University. Fortunately, but unfortunately, I was only able to do one. So obviously I'm going to pick my alma mater, but shout out to Morse Brown. Mm-hmm. He just got the accreditation. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Dr. James. That was just an amazing, to be able to have options, right? Like not many people can say that they got options. They got to choose what commission they want to do for historic institutions.
Historic. So
to be able to have to make hard choices like that, I'm like, okay, I'm on the right path. So when I got the opportunity to do CAU, it was a no-brainer. Like, I love my institution. I'm always putting on for my school. I'm always telling people about why you need to go to CAU and why people need to support historically Black colleges and universities. And as a 34-year-old woman who has amassed so much success in a short amount of time, we all believed that I could really speak to the students in a way that a 75, 85-year-old couldn't when it comes to commencement speeches. And no shade or disrespect to the people who come and have the wisdom, but I feel like I could offer a different level of wisdom for those students. And it was 824 of those students. And I said, you know what? I need to figure out a way to be able to show these children that you can literally take something so small and walk into this journey and do all the things that you want to do. And that was with LLC. So how I came up with the idea, I'm like, I want to put these people on a path to entrepreneurship, right? When you graduate from college, oftentimes many of us do not have a plan. I did not have a plan at all. And because I didn't have a plan, I had to go through some hiccups along the way, go through some speed bumps. But I'm so happy that I had to go through those things because then I became an expert. And as an expert, I was talking directly to these students and telling them, listen, you're going to fail, but failing ain't failing at all. It is finding aspiration in the losses. And I'm going to help you find success in all the things that you want to do. But I'm going to set you up on a path to entrepreneurship, whether you want to be an entrepreneur or not. But this is an opportunity for you to really jumpstart your legacy, build generational wealth, even if you want to work a 9-to-5. And I'm excited about the response that it got, because what it showed is this, no, I'm not paying all of your tuition. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you in position that if you have something that you've been thinking about, if you have something that's been making your belly leap, now is the opportunity to move on it, because I literally gave you the baton to say, hey, here you go. Go run. I'm paying for it. And I'm hopefully they get to pay it forward, too. So that felt really, really good.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
You know, in that journey of figuring yourself out, because you became a vegan in 2014, what made that transition to say I can become an entrepreneur too, based on what I'm, my lifestyle?
Well, you know, I grew up in a vegetarian household, so the transition wasn't as hard as a lot of people think, because I grew up in a world where we eat and I took food, rice and peas every day. Like, I didn't grow up eating cheeseburgers and fries. Like, I didn't grow up going to McDonald's. That was a treat.
That's why you got that pretty skin there, pinky. There you go. Stay away from the fries, all that stuff.
Yeah, I didn't even grow up eating candy, but, you know, I attribute that to my mother because she's a Rastafarian. So I grew up with a very natural mom who didn't wear makeup. She didn't shave. She was very natural eating, like very holistic. So in 2007, actually, I stopped eating meat altogether. So I was just eating fish. And then in 2014, I decided to go vegan. And I know the difference because my first restaurant was called Pinky's Jamaican and American Restaurant. And I sold jerk chicken. I sold oxtail and I sold all the foods that I did not eat. Right. But I was lying to the people telling them that it tastes good. Like, hey, you should try this. This is good. But I didn't eat that. So what I realized was something that I would never do again. I was not in alignment with my purpose. I wasn't being honest. And my business didn't succeed because of that. And I had a grease fire and I lost everything. And when I got it back through Slutty Vegan, because I was literally walking in my purpose and walking in my assignment. I am fully vegan. I like to give my friends vegan food. I like to have them try it to see if they could see the difference. And now I get to capitalize off my lifestyle by having a business and using my platform and resources to help people to reimagine food. And that is why my business has been able to be so successful and work, because I'm walking in my path.
Right.
I ain't lying to the people. I'm being my authentic self, and it just works. And I'm happy that I get to do what I love and get paid to do what I love.
Now, Eat Plants, B-I-T-C-H, mouth water and photographs and easy to follow instructions. Eat Plants, B-I-T-H, celebrate. Cole's belief that it's fun and accessible to cook and enjoy irresistible vegan comfort food, from avocado egg rolls, which sounds amazing, to her black pea cauliflower po' boy. It says 91. Why 91? Is that, does it just count in 91? Or do you know, because you always have a method to your madness. Is 91 in particular, as a particular number, why you said 91? It was just 91 recipes.
91 was just the sweet spot. Like we had tons of recipes, but I'm the person that I want the best of the best.
Right.
And it's about quality, not quantity. So yeah, we had some more recipes. 91 was just that number that just really just like, it was just a really good sweet spot for like the best recipes. I wanted the best.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And this cookbook specifically is not just for the vegan. It's for the person who likes to eat meat.
There you go.
Vegetarian, right?
Preach.
This is the person that just like really, really good food. So I wanted to make sure that all the recipes that were in the book were good recipes, whether you were vegan or not. You know, oftentimes we have a misconception that if it's vegan, it don't taste good. It's bland. Mm-hmm. The flavor ain't good. Like, I wanted to eliminate all of that and just make a really good cookbook that serves really good food. And as long as you can read and you can follow directions, you can really make these really, really good recipes.
The thing about it is that so many people champion you. And I think that I just love you as a person. I love you as an entrepreneur. You're so spirited. Where is that coming from? You mentioned your mom, but it also has to be your surrounding people around you who also believe in you, correct?
I think it's partially that. I've always had this, and it may sound weird, but I believe in good karma.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe when you show up in the world as a good person, the world is going to come back and be good to you. And I live my life very honest. I don't lie, I don't steal, I don't cheat. Mm-hmm. When I lay my head down at night, my conscience is clear because I'm very fair across the board. And I do right by people, and I give back, and I pay it forward. And because I do those things, one, my blessings just keep unfolding for me. And two, I know that the universe sees me and God is blessing me because of how I live my life and how I'm a model that you can be a good person and you can still get all the things that you want and you ain't gotta be mischievous. You don't have to do any of that. So I realized at a very young age that I had a gift. And I didn't quite know what that gift was, but I knew that I wanted to make an impact in the world as a kid watching Golden Girls with my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? Like being really in the trenches with some old folk. And I realized that I knew that there was something special about me that I could give to the world. And I just literally live my life like that all of the time. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. I ain't going to sit here and say I am. I'm not the perfect CEO. Sometimes I might not be the perfect spouse. I might not even be the perfect mother sometimes, but I do the very best that I can. And I realized that when you show up as a good, wholehearted person, the universe will reward you and you will get all the things that you pray about every single day.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask you this question, Pinky. Am I looking at the modern day Oprah Winfrey?
You know what's so funny? a lot of people, which is a very big compliment, almost too big for me. I'm trying to catch up, but a lot of people say that, you know, and I'm like, it's such an honor to even be associated with somebody of that caliber. That to me feels great. And it tells me that one, that, okay, Pinky, you got a big responsibility here because there's a lot of little girls and little boys looking up to you. So everything that I do, I have to make sure that not only am I responsible for myself, I'm also responsible for how I show up because there are so many people watching me. So I will take that compliment. As often as you want to give it, I will take it.
Well, we'll take it because I'm just saying is that I just see you on television. I just see you in that medium. And because of the fact, the reason I say that, Oprah has something to say. That's why she was successful. That's why she still is successful. She's articulate. Yeah. She was smart. She also graduate of an HBCU, but also a person who had a background that was constantly moving forward, constantly moving forward. And in fact, you're like, to me, you're ahead of Oprah where she was when she broke out. So you have a resume of being able to teach. You're teaching people. You're delivering a message. And I just say that, are you the modern day version of Oprah because of the fact that we all have messengers at different mm-hmm. levels. And I see you as a messenger. This is a leap from 2020 when we first met, which I knew you before that, but I see a more polished, I see a much more enlightening. And you feel happier too. Not saying you weren't happy then. Talk to me, girl.
I'm in love. I'm happy. I got good people around me. It's a difference when you have a good team, mm-hmm. when you got people that genuinely love you and don't want nothing from you, but want you to succeed and want you to win. And I'm very intentional about who I invite into my circle these days. And I'm just living freely. You know, the last time that I interviewed with you, I was still in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I was flipping burgers, shaking fries. Mm-hmm. I was being the janitor. I was being HR. I was doing all of those things. And while I was doing well, I was hustling backwards because I wasn't properly delegating my business in order for it to grow in the way that it needed to grow. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I stepped outside of my business and started delegating and finding the right talent to help the business grow, I seen a shift in my attitude and in my energy and also in my business. So I'm in a really, really good place right now.
So before we shift out of the first book, Eat Plants, B-I-T-C-H, I can't say the word, but it's right there, that little Astra. 91 vegan recipes that will blow your meat-loving mind. Find this book. It's Pinky Cole. It's Simon Schuster. And I'm just going to tell y'all, fans of hers, that's how you become number one. I've been fortunate in my life to deliver 3 number one New York Times bestseller. And the way you get there, if you are a fan of Pinky Cole and you want a great book, like I said, I like desserts, I like meat, but I'm buying this book because I like good food and the recipes. Yeah. We can't discuss it now, the recipes, because, you know, you can give away the recipe. Why you going to buy the book? But what we can do is say, you know her history, you know her honesty. Her book is worth buying because I'm going to buy it. But again, Pinky, you know, 2 years was too long, but it's been fun watching the growth and watching the journey.
Thank you so much again for having me. And I cannot wait till you come to Slutty Vegan and come get Sluttified.
Hey, baby, I'm there. I'm serious. I'm committed. In fact, I went to the one over off of, I think, Duluth.
Oh, yeah.
See,
that's one of my new locations.
There you go. See,
you had a great experience.
Yeah, I see. Your boy knew about that location because he ain't been there. See, I snuck in behind you. Yeah,
okay, excellent. I see.
But like I said, when I I'm like you. I try to be authentic. I don't try to just talk to people and just say nice things. I've experienced your brand. I love what you're doing, and you represent positivity. And I kid you not, you are our Oprah of this era. And don't walk away from that. Don't stumble. You will be on TV, young lady, and you are going to be a billionaire. Okay?
I received that. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.